Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be making the main report for the invoice. So this is I think possibly the ninth video in the mini series on invoices. If you want to play along, usual stuff, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB52 and open that bad boy up. Okie dokie. Password's password. Or not, apparently. That is password. Okay. So in order to create the main invoice, we are going to need to create a query for the main information we want to see, and then we're going to create, well, we're going to add the sub-invoice that I think we made. Yeah, we did. I hope we made it. Okay, we're going to add that in and link the relevant fields. So let's go to create. Let's go to query design. Now the tables we're going to want, I think, for recollection service, table invoices, table bookings, and table guests. All right. Okie dokie. So let's start with. Let's start with booking ID and let's go invoice ID. We're going to want the first and last name of the guest, so click in top row of an empty column, click on builder and it's guest semicolon, and we want table guests dot first name ampersand open and close quotation marks with space in the middle and table guests dot last name. So let's just take a quick look at that. Just guess Sandra Duffy. Keep hitting that. Okay, and the other things we're going to want are, back to design view, we're going to want the booking date and we'll take the discount from table invoices. And let's run that. Okie dokie. Okay, and we will call this query bookings for voices. Okay. Alright, so close that and let's close the main form as well. So where are we? Query bookings for invoices. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? There you are. Okay, now we're going to create a form, or a report, sorry, but let's create a blank report. Let's create report design, actually. Okay, so we've got quite a nice wide detail section, which is what we want. So go to press F4, bring up your property sheet, and record source. We're going to choose to be query bookings for invoices and click on title and it will add us a kind of neat title in which we'll call invoice. And should we add a date and a time? Yeah, include time. Yep. And let's put a date and a time in. Very nice. Okay, now page header, we don't really want anything in the page header. Now we're just going to add the existing fields that we've got here. Invoice ID, start with that. And go to, once you've dragged it on, go to Arrange and click on Stacked. So that puts it together in a layout, which is a little bit better, in my opinion. And change the label, well, change it to say invoice number. So the invoice ID will essentially be the invoice number. Go back to the design field, click on add existing fields. We're going to want booking ID as well. So we'll drag that next to the invoice, but we'll actually make that invisible. So we've got the invoice ID. What do we want and where do we want it? Okay, so I'll say we want the invoice ID, date of booking, and guest I think we're going to have to make them a bit sparser. So click on booking date, go to arrange, and click on insert above. Guest even. Insert above. Change booking date to date of booking. Hopefully that pushes everything over. Widen out that column for the invoice ID. And we've got guest. Let's just put that into report view to take a look at it. That's fine. Using the control button, click on these three boxes, format, and we want them to be invisible. So visible. No, we don't. That's a lie. We want the border style to be transparent. Okay, and we want booking to be invisible. Visible, no. Cool. Okay, we got print preview. Okay, that's fine. So now what we're going to do is we're going to add in the sub report. So actually go to design view, I think, because we've got to make a nice space for the sub report. So drag where it says page footer down, click on guest, go to arrange and go insert below, and go to the bottom right of the grid of empty cells and click insert right, and then go to arrange, well, it should actually be on arrange, select row and merge. So we're gonna, this is where we're gonna drop the invoice sub report, and now click on the invoice report invoices sub. And I actually might need to put this into layout view first, so we actually can hit that space made. So click on invoices sub, drag it over. Oh, it's winding me out. Oh, I just drop it anyway. Wow, he says. Well, actually, no, that did hit space we were looking for, which is fine. But what we're going to need to do, small problem methinks. Go to, click in the top left hand corner in that cross and go to link master fields. I don't think we've got the right fit. No, we haven't got, have we got booking ID? Oh, we have got booking ID, so try that. Well, that should work then. Whatever was I worrying for? I just widen it out a little bit there. And widen it out a little bit down there. And actually we're going to need to widen out a fair bit more over there. And even a little bit more. But now we're encroaching over the page. Which is not good news. Let's see if we can shorten it a bit in there. A bit more. Get it inside. Okay. Guest has gone below. That's not what we want, is it? Using the control button, let's click and drag guest up to there. Go to arrange, insert below. A good couple of times. Okay, so we're kind of there. We've added the invoice. We've got the sub report. Let's save this and call it report. Invoices. We'll go back to it in a second. Let's close it up and let's go to report invoices sub. Go to design view. Let's make that as narrow as possible and also press F4 and go to format and scroll bars. We want neither. Save that and close that. Then we'll open up report invoices again so we don't have the scroll bars anymore. Right click into layout view. Make sure you clicked on report invoices sub. Go to border style, transparent. Now we will be dropping, not in this video, but in the next video, we'll be dropping some stuff below the sub report. But what we want to do, one other thing we want to do, if I go to print preview, you can see that the big issue we've got is we've got more than one invoice on a page, which is obviously a nonsense. So go back to layout view, press F4, go to detail and go to force new page and put after section. So now if we save that and go to print preview, you get one invoice per page. Now although we only get the header on the first invoice, we're only actually ever going to be printing out one invoice at a time, so that's absolutely fine. But yeah, that's looking all right. That's a bit alright. It's a bit squashed up at the top, so we'll just sort that out. Click on data book and go arrange, insert below. Click on invoice number and go insert above. And go to print preview and see what that looks like. Yeah, I mean, that's alright. That's stoking the flames of acceptability. Okay, so that's going to be enough for that. So we haven't done anything major. We've just created the top, the main invoice report, and then we've dropped the sub report in there and done a bit of formatting. Get used to having to go back over stuff. In the next video, we're going to be putting some subtotaling and totaling in this part down here, so that we fill out the invoice nicely. Okay, so thank you for watching that, and see you in the next video.